This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Jamnagar yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Gujarat. Mr. Modi will take part in several events over the next 2 days. A report.
The Prime Minister will visit Vantara Animal Rescue Centre in Jamnagar today. He will then visit Somnath Temple and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. The PM will travel to Sasan and chair a meeting of Somnath Trust. Tomorrow morning, the PM will take a safari ride to Gir National Park and chair the 7th meeting of National Board for Wildlife at Sasan Gir. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest with the PM as its chairperson. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. In Uttarakhand, 51 workers have been pulled out of snow from the site of an avalanche-hit BRO camp in Mana village in Chamoli district, but four of them succumbed to their injuries during treatment yesterday. The search operation for the remaining four workers continued at the avalanche site. Talking to Akashvani News this morning, Disaster Management Secretary of Uttarakhand, Vinod Kumar Suman, said that the search operation is being carried out on war footing to trace the remaining four workers trapped under the snow. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Kerala today. During the visit, Vice President will deliver the 4th P. Parmeshwaran Memorial Lecture organized by Bharatiya Vichar Kendram in Thiruvananthapuram. Vice President Dhankar will also be interacting with the students and faculty of the Indian Institute of Technology, Hyderabad, today in Telangana. India's gross goods and services tax, GST, collections jumped 9.1% in February to 1.84 lakh crore rupees in comparison to same month last year. February marks the 12th consecutive month of over 1.7 lakh crore rupees of collections. Net GST collections after discounting the refunds for February rose 8.1% to about 1.63 lakh crore rupees. The fasting month of Ramzan has begun across the country from today. The worshippers thronged mosques last night to offer special night prayers called Taraweeh, which will continue throughout the month. Ramzan is the 9th month of Islamic calendar, and Eid-ul-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of this month. In Gulf countries, today is the 2nd day of holy month of Ramzan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the citizens on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the sacred month bring peace and harmony in the society. Israel has agreed to a proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza during the Ramzan and Passover periods. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, in a statement this morning, said it has agreed to implement the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff's idea of a ceasefire extension. The decision comes as the first phase of a previously agreed ceasefire was nearing its expiration. Netanyahu's office said Israel would immediately conduct negotiations on Witkoff's plan if Hamas agreed to it. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Lakshadweep today. Parts of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala and Mahe can experience thunderstorms and gusty winds today. According to the weather agency, heat wave conditions will continue throughout the day in the coastal Karnataka region. IMD said parts of Konkan and Goa are likely to witness hot and humid conditions till tomorrow. In the ICC Champions Trophy, India will take on New Zealand at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium today at 2:30 p.m. IST. Both teams have already secured a spot in the semi-finals from Group A. However, the match is crucial as it will determine the group leader. The winner will face Australia in the semi-finals on Tuesday, while the losing team will take on South Africa on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.